13. Lift liked soft clothing. These supple Azish coat and robes were the wardrobe equivalent of silky pudding. It was good to remember that life wasn't only about scratchy things. Sometimes it was about soft pillows, fluffy cake, nice words, mothers. The world couldn't be completely bad when it had soft clothes. This outfit was big for her, but that was okay. She liked it loose. She snuggled into the robes, sitting in the chair, crossing her hands in her lap, wearing a cap on her head. The entire costume was marked by bright colors woven in patterns that meant very important things. She was pretty sure of that, because everyone in Azir wouldn't shut up about their patterns. The scribe was fat. She needed like 3 shikwas to cover her. Either that or a shikwa made for a horse. Lift wouldn't have thought that they'd give scribes so much food. What did they need so much energy for? Pens were really light. The woman wore spectacles and kept her face covered, despite being in lands that knew Tashi. She tapped her pen against the table. "You're from the palace in Azir."
"Yep," Lift said. "Friend of the emperor. I call him Gox, but they changed his name to something else. Which is okay, because Gox is kind of a dumb name and you don't want your emperor to sound dumb."
She cocked her head.
"Can't stop that if he starts talking, though."
On the ground beside her, Windle groaned softly.
"Did you know," Lift said, leaning into the scribe, "that they've got someone who picks his nose for him?"
"Young lady, I believe you are wasting my time."
"That's pretty insulting," Lift said, sitting up straight in her seat, "considering how little you people seem to do around here." It was true. This whole building was full of scribes rushing this way and that, carrying piles of paper to one windowless alcove or another. They even had this spren that hung out here, one Lift had only seen a couple of times. It looked like little ripples in the sky, like a raindrop in a pond, only without the rain and without the pond. Windle called them concentration spren. Anyway, they had so much starvin' paper in the place that they needed parchment to cart it about for them. One passed in the hallway outside, a woman carrying a large box of papers. Those would be hauled to one of a billion scribes who sat at tables, surrounded by blinking span reeds. Windle said they were answering inquiries from around the world, passing information. The scribe with Lift was a slightly more important one. Lift had gotten into the room by doing as Windle suggested, not talking. The viziers did that kind of thing too, nodding, not saying anything. She'd presented the card, where she'd sketched the words that Windle had painted for her with vines. The people at the front had been intimidated enough to lead her through the hallways to this room, which was larger than others, but it still didn't have any windows. The wall had a brownish-yellow stain on the white paint, though, and you could pretend it was sunlight. On the other wall was a shelf that held a really long rack of span reeds. Some Azish tapestries hung at the back. This scribe was some kind of liaison with the government over in Azir. Once in the room, though, Lift had been forced to talk. She couldn't avoid that anymore. She just needed to be persuasive.
"What unfortunate person," the large scribe asked, "did you mug to get that clothing?"
"Like I'd take it off someone while they were wearing it," Lift said, rolling her eyes. "Look, just pull out one of those glowing pens and write to the palace. Then we can get on to the important stuff. My Voidbringer says you got tons of paper in here we're going to have to look through."
The woman stood up. Lift could practically hear her chair breathe a sigh of relief. The woman pointed toward the door dismissively. But at that moment, a lesser scribe, spindly and wearing a yellow shikwa and a strange brown and yellow cap, entered and whispered in the woman's ear.
She looked displeased. The newcomer shrugged awkwardly, then hurried back out. The fat woman turned to eye Lift.
Give me the names of the viziers you know in the palace.
Well, there's Dalki. She's got a funny nose like a spigot. And Big A, I can't say his real name. It's got those choking sounds in it. And Daddy Sagbutt. But he's not really a vizier. They call him a scion, which is a different kind of important. Oh, and Fat Lips. She's in charge of them. She doesn't really have fat lips, but she hates it when I call her that.
The woman stared at Lift. Then she turned and walked to the door.
Wait here.
She stepped outside. Lift leaned over toward the ground.
How am I doing?
Terribly, Wendell said.
Yeah, I noticed.
It's almost as if, Wendell said, it would have been useful to learn how to talk politely like the viziers kept telling you.
Blah, blah, Lift said, going to the door and listening.
Outside, she could faintly hear the scribes talking.
Matches the description given by the captain of the immigration watch to search for in the city,
one of them said.
She showed up right here. We've sent for the captain, who luckily is here for her debriefing.
Damnation, Lift whispered, pulling back. They're on to us, Voidbringer.
I should never have helped you with this insane idea.
Lift crossed the room to the racks of span reeds. They were all labeled.
Get over here and tell me which one we need.
Wendell grew up the wall and sent vines across the nameplates.
My, my, these are important reeds. Let's see. Third one over. It will go to the Royal Palace scribes.
Great, Lift said, grabbing it and scrambling to the table.
She set it into the right spot on the board. She'd seen this done tons of times. And twisted the ruby on the top of the reed. It was answered immediately. Palace scribes weren't often away from their reeds. They'd sooner give up their fingers. Lift grabbed the span reed and placed it against the paper.
Oh, for cultivation's sake,
Wendell said.
You didn't pay attention at all, did you?
Nope.
Tell me what you want to say.
She set it out, and he again made vines grow across the table in the right shapes. Pen gripped in her fist, she copied the words, one stupid letter at a time. It took forever. Writing was ridiculous. Couldn't people just talk? Why invent a way where you didn't actually have to see people to tell them what to do? This is Lift, she wrote. Tell Fat Lips I need her. I'm in trouble. And somebody get Gox. If he's not having his nose picked right. The door opened and Lift yelped, twisting the ruby and scrambling off the table. Beyond the door was a large gathering of people. Five scribes, including the fat one, and three guards. One was the woman who ran the guard post into the city.
Storms, Lift thought. That was fast.
She ducked toward them.
Careful, the guard shouted. She's slippery.
Lift made herself awesome. But the guard shoved the scribes into the room and slammed the door behind her. Lift got between their legs, slick and sliding easily, but slammed right into the door as it closed. The guard lunged for her. Lift yelped, coating herself with awesomeness, so that when she got grabbed, her wide-sleeved Azish coat came off, leaving her in a robe-like skirt with trousers underneath, and then her normal shirts. She scuttled across the ground, but the room wasn't large. She tried to scramble around the perimeter, but the guard captain was right on her.
Mistress, Wendell cried. Oh, mistress, don't get stabbed. Are you listening? Avoid getting hit by anything sharp or blunt, actually.
Lift growled as the other guards slipped in, then quickly shut the door. One prowled around on either side of the room.
She dodged one way, then the other, then punched at the shelf with the span reeds, causing the scribe to scream as several toppled over. Lift bolted for the door. The guard captain tackled her, and another piled on top of her. Lift squirmed, making herself awesome, squeezing through their fingers. She just had to...
Tashi, a scribe whispered. God of gods and binder of the world.
Awesome spread like a ring of blue smoke, burst out around her head. Lift popped out of the grips of the guards, stepping up to stand on one of their backs, which gave her a good view of the desk. The span reed was writing.
Took them long enough, she said,
then hopped off the guards and sat in the chair. The guards stood up behind her, cursing.
Stop, Captain,
the fat scribe said. She looked at the spindly scribe in yellow.
Go get another span reed to the Azish Palace. Get two, we need confirmation.
For what? The scribe said, walking to the desk. The guard captain joined them, reading what the pen said. Then, slowly, all three looked up at Lift with wide eyes.
To whom it may concern, Wendell read,
spreading his vines up onto the table over the paper.
It is decreed that I, Prime Akasix Yanagon the First, Emperor of all Makabak, decree that the young woman known as Lift is to be shown every courtesy and measure of respect. You will obey her as you would myself, and bill to the Imperial account any charges that might be incurred by her foray in your city. What follows is a description of the woman and two questions only she can answer as proof of authentication. But know this. If she is harmed or impeded in any way, you will know Imperial wrath.
Thanks, Gox, Lift said,
then looked up at the scribes and guards.
That means you gotta do what I say.
And what is it you want?
The fat scribe asked.
Depends, Lift said. What were you going to have for lunch today?